This is a lurker, as Big Fatty would call them, you know, because we love a lurker.
We do, but we would prefer that they didn't lurk and they just...
Like, we need... I'm going to talk to Big Fatty about this. We need a lurker week. Like, all the podcasters that are within the Pride 48, you know, group, we all need to come together and have a lurker week where all of our lurkers come out once, one time out of the whole year and contact us and let us know.
Doesn't it defeat the whole purpose?
My name is Anita Frank.
Glenn.
Okay. Whatever.
I need a big deck.
Oh. Hi, Anita.
Hi, everyone. Say hi, Anita. Hi, Anita.
And just say, hey, I'm here. I'd listen. And I'm going back to my little space.
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Or you could even do Janet Jackson whisper. I'm here.
Hee-hoo.
And then go back. You can be like the little church mouse.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I need a big deck.
Hi, Anita.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2144 of the BFO 44, right? The 15th of April, 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got nothing. I mean, I literally have got nothing. Big Fatty! Hello, Slater's Big Fatty. What does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well. Y'all, you're slaveless today because y'all, Big Fatty's got a blank slate today. I don't have the first thing on my list today. Big Fatty, what are you going to do? I don't have any idea. So y'all, all I can suggest is that you just sit back and put your seatbelt on because I don't have any idea what you're going to get today. Except Big Fatty, that means we all know what we're going to get. Y'all, before I go any further, y'all, that you know... I was given the colon report, and y'all, I'm still waiting on my bumper from Digga on the colon report, you know, to become a new segment. But y'all, the number one fan of the BFO, you know, that's Bill out there in the St. Louis. He sent me a Twitty saying that, oh, Big Freddy, I think you definitely you should do a colon discharge report. And I, you know, I didn't send this in the Twitty, but I thought to myself, so the number one wants to hear about number two. That's yeah, I gotta see y'all back over here at Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, I do have a couple more submissions over here. And, you know, since Spot and Crazy's back, better get them while I can. Y'all, last time we were here, that Peter G had a picture of the love chamber with all that late. Big Fatty, I still don't know where you keep all that. Y'all, that Peter G, again, Big Fatty, he has been very busy here lately, it's true. He's got a picture of a celery. And it's nature's toothbrush for your colon. And y'all, there's a Big Fatty shoving a toothbrush up a man's butthole. Big Fatty Vulcan! It says, I'll skip the celery. Thanks, Big Fatty. And y'all, then that Peter G has spotted Big Fatty again. And y'all, he's standing in a jock strap and cowboy boots and a sombrero by his ass. And it says, BF's got himself a new hat and a new pair of underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants, but that's an awfully cute ass you've got there. Yes! Yeah, I gotta see y'all today the 15th. 16th of April. Big Fatty, it's a day that people just despise. Well, everybody despises this day, except for one person that I know of. And y'all, it's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it is none other than Durwood. Big Fatty, we love Durwood. And y'all, Granny and I were talking to Granny. Big Fatty, Granny was talking to Granny. Yeah, he does it all the time. Granny and I were talking to Durwood over the weekend, last weekend, and Durwood, we were going to take him to Sapa, but y'all, he's already got plans. Y'all be keep him in your thoughts today, because y'all, he was going to have dinner with his family, and he was going to invite Granny and I to join him, and y'all, it became, the family got bigger and bigger and bigger. And yeah, I think Durwood may be related to Miss Beaver as a 15th cousin, 15 times removed. I don't know, but y'all, there are going to be over 40 people at this supper, and Granny and I said, well, why don't we just wait till next weekend and we'll take you out? He says, yes, that'd be lovely, because y'all, quite frankly, you know, love Durwood to death, but y'all, I don't want to go hang around with 44 of his family members, and y'all, I don't think he wants to do it either. B, honey, can you blame him? But anyway, y'all, and I don't think Durwood's on the Twitty, but y'all, he is on the Face Space, so if you see Durwood, on the Face Space or anything else, Big Fatty, you might see him at the library. Could be. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that those 44 people bring a big ass cake. Just gonna let the music play for another 12 minutes? Well, I could. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. A couple of things I wanted to mention to you. Y'all in the coal mine. In the coal mine, y'all, it's a very busy time. For the next, I guess about three and a half weeks, it's gonna be a very busy time for Big Fatty. And yeah, I've got several major projects that I'm working on, but lots of other people are involved, so I'm stymied by having to wait on them, and you know, and then you know, everything is everything is a calamity, and you know, if people would just you know, anyway. But, y'all, I made a significant progress on one of the, what do you call it, projects on Thursday. And, y'all, I was real pleased with that. I've had had old Veda. Old Veda came by the villa on, I guess it was Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday? It doesn't really matter. But y'all, I had for one of my housewarming gifts, I had gotten this kind of metal. It's very nice. It's metal plate that kind of hangs, and it has a bell on the bottom of it, and it says welcome, and it has a pineapple on it, and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, y'all, I don't have a drill or anything, so I had asked old Veda if he could help me with that project, and y'all, then my what do you call it, the time machine on my computer, y'all, it hadn't been backing up, and I've been a little worried, because you know, you never know when you're gonna lose your information, and y'all, it was, the time machine was hooked up to the airport, what is that, Airport Extreme or whatever it's called, and y'all, it just, it couldn't, the computer couldn't find it on the airport extreme. So anyway, we moved the backup drive over. So Vader, when he Big Fatty, he didn't help put it up. He put it up. Well, I helped by holding it. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever. After we put the bell up and all, I asked him if he could take a look at this. And, y'all, he couldn't get it. I couldn't figure it out. And he couldn't figure out why it wasn't recognizing the auxiliary drive and all this kind of stuff. So, y'all, anyway, we just plugged it directly into the IMAX. And y'all, it's working fine now. The only problem was it was sitting here on the recording table, and y'all, it'd start backing up, and it'd go, and y'all, it would shake the table. So y'all, I've had to take it and put it down on the floor so it doesn't shake the table. Yes, Big Betty, we don't need any extra noises other than those coming from your colon. So we're all now backed up. Big Fatty, but you might want to take some fiber. No, the hard drive. Oh, well, that's very different. You want it to be backed up. It's true. y'all, honest to hydrogen, I do not have anything for Big Fatty. You didn't have your headset plugged. I know. I don't know what happened there. Let's see if I got something over here from my mother. To read. Big Fatty, it's gonna be one of those weeks, huh? I guess so. y'all, I don't know, what is this? This is, somebody sent this to me. It says, important news! Edmunds Oast is now offering hot bourbon and gravy shots with a brown sugar herb rim. Betty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, I do have a couple of things here from my mother. Let's just read one of these. And what is it? I don't have any idea what this is about. It's been sitting here forever. What old people do. Or something. Big Fatty, it's always about what old people do. It says here, I changed my car horn to gunshot sounds. People get out of the way much faster. Gone are the days when girls used to cook like their mothers. Now they drink like their fathers. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Now they drink like their fathers. Yes, Big Fatty. You know that tingly little feeling you get when you really like someone? Well, that's common sense leaving your body. Yes, Big Fatty, you can say that one again, too. Y'all, it's true. You know, our bartender, Jeffrey, y'all, he drops one boyfriend and he's got a new one the next weekend. And so anyway, I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row. That one's pretty good. I decided to change calling the bathroom the John and rename it the gym. I feel so much better saying I went to the gym this morning. Old age is coming at a really bad time. Benny, when I was a child, I thought nap time was a punishment. Now, as a grown-up, I feel it's like a small vacation. Yes, because y'all, speaking of vacations, that Melissa Miranda Melinda, Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda, y'all, she's visiting the Ginger Bear up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, the poor thing, is it part of a witness relocation? I don't know what it's all about, but anyway... y'all keep Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda in your thoughts. Yes, Big Fatty. The biggest lie I tell myself is I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Y'all, that is the truth. Who was it that was telling me that their new favorite friend is the sticky notes? Yes, Big Fatty. I don't have gray hair. I have wisdom highlights. I'm just very wise. Big Fatty, at least you got some hair. Not much, but you got some. Teach your daughter how to shoot. because a restraining order is just a piece of paper. If God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees. That one's pretty good there. Last year, I joined a support group for procrastinators. We haven't met yet. Fanny, you silly. Let's see. Why do I have to press 1 for English when you're just going to transfer me to someone I can't understand anyway? Fanny. Of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice. Big Fanny, now you don't talk to yourself. No. The last one on here says, at my age, getting lucky means walking into a room and remembering what I came in there for. Fanny, that's a real good one. So, speaking of people invading, like up there in the Chicago, that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, old Crooked Hat, they're invading the villa this weekend. So y'all will probably have them on the Monday. No, because I'm going to record the Monday little show before they get here. I'll record something with them. I don't know when you'll get to hear it, but you'll eventually get to. I may kind of hold off. Big Fanny, we don't know, but take your time. You still got a couple of minutes. Okay. We may kind of wait until maybe like, what do you call it? Pride 48 in June. Y'all, I have got, I'm over here at the 20 and I've got some 20 requests. I just had, Pink Shoes, I think it was, asked to follow me on the 20, and y'all, it's just lovely. And Pink Shoes evidently listens to the old gal and has heard Big Fatty on there and just said that Pink Shoes was as crazy as Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I can't believe that. But anyway, but y'all, I've got some others over here. Remember, I'm happy to accept you if I know who the hell you are. So if I call your name, please step forward and I'll approve you. Chris Knight. Chris, KN, 1-808-1452. And y'all, that's a picture of his junk. Yes, Big Fatty. MD, that's MRD 8769. John is Big Pink Dragon. Poco Mouse, Clarice Weigel, Julie White. Richard Cooper, Dan S., Jameson Ward, Tristan Bennett, Becky Doodle, Les, that's Bottom For You, Chris Jeanette, Alex, Ariello Montemayor, Two Humors, Brian Brymonger, Everardo Cruel. Gussie, Big Fatty, how did you fill that 20 minutes up? I don't know, but I got a couple more of these. Rob, which is Q, Leon, Leonidas, Lawrence, that's McCoy Lawrence, A Kidney for Jeff, Alistar, Ian San Diego, Thomas Seidel, Jeff Faria, Tom G, CJL, and George Richard. Y'all, if any of those are you, let me know and I'll approve you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And Big Ricky and Roger, when you go to the Aeropuerto, which of course is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and meet Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda, hold up a big sign, and what are you going to write on that sign for her?
I need a big dick.
Hi, Anita.
Well, Big Fatty, it's better than paging. I need a big dick. Make your party at baggage claim.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.